Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Tommy Berry's with me. Morning, Tom.
How are you?
It's an interesting, it's like a game of chess, this Everest, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's been a great addition to New South Wales Racing by Peter Villani's, and it's been a great success story as well. It's only getting bigger as the years go on, and I think this is only the third year coming up now, but it creates a lot of excitement, and it's a bit like a merry-go-round. I remember coming into last year, I went through four horses, and I think I ended up on my fourth or fifth ride in the race by the time the race came around. So, as Bob said, a lot of water's got to go under the bridge to get there, but hopefully both of his do.
Tom, we've got to ask you, coming to the corner last year on Osborne Bulls and you decided to head right to the outside rail, there must have been like that second or two of decision-making where you think, will I stay here or will I head out there? When did that happen?
Well, myself, James and Dominic Byrne, we all had a walk of the track earlier in the day. Actually, I think they met me halfway down there, and we discussed the possibility of going to the outside fence. And James said, "Well, I'll just leave it up to you." But he said the option's there. If you want to do it, then I'm happy for you to do so. So, it sort of coming into the 600 metres, coming to the top of the rise there, didn't feel that Osborne Bulls was really getting through the track that well, and I just knew if I'd stayed where I was that I wasn't going to be a chance in the race. So it sort of come down to knowing the track was better out wide and having nothing to lose. Obviously, if you don't feel like you're going well where you are, then you just hope that better ground sort of helps you later in the race. And it certainly did with him. And as soon as I got him out there, he changed legs and he felt like a different horse. So it was the right move on the day.
Well, I tell you what, you ran third and a bit further, you would have been a real nuisance to the winner, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think if there was a bit more speed in the race, I didn't go overly hard, which made it to come from the position I did, but a bit more speed in the race would have made it very interesting.
Tom, you're off on Sunday to Singapore. You've got a ride in the Derby there, Heliosphere.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He obviously had a good form before he went over with Peter Snowden, and he's been competitive in some of the lead-up races. He was disappointing last start where he had to get back from a wide barrier and struggled to make up ground on the day, but his runs before that were very honest, and he's only been beaten a length behind, you know, a couple of the favourites in the race going into the Derby. So he's going to start at probably longer odds, but hopefully I'll draw a nice barrier and he can have the last crack at him. But I've got a few nice rides over there for China Horse Club on the day, who are great supporters of me here in Australia. So I was very happy to answer their call when they asked me to go over.
Tom, today you got a few nice rides. Mustafa for Wendy Roach going around the second. It won first up last prep.
Yeah, he did at Newcastle. I was on him on that occasion. He's a horse who can prove a little bit difficult to handle sometimes. He wants to go a bit keen and hang, but I think this race maps out perfectly for him. The favourite's been taken out, so he should get a nice run on the speed. Whether 1-5 each wants to take up the lead again, I'm not too sure, but I know my bloke's got good speed and I definitely won't be holding him up too much. I'll just let him get in his rhythm up on the speed and he'll prove hard to catch.
In the third, Commute was a tough win the other day. Tamworth led.
Yeah, she's a nice, tough filly. It was a good effort. She was on that hot speed and left the last one standing. She's a filly who, when she finds the front, proves very hard to run down. She's drawn ordinary today in a race with very good speed in the race. So she's going to need a bit of luck from the barrier to get across and put herself on the speed. And if she gets that luck, she'll be tough at the end again.
And you rode Miss Sure Shot at her only start the other day, and she ran fourth. She's in race five.
Yeah, she's a nice filly. I think she'll be better suited on top of the ground today. It was a heavy track on that occasion, and I got stuck behind a horse going nowhere on the corner, and I had to make my own run. And she was she found a nice turn of foot at the top of the straight and got a little bit tired late. But she's a filly I feel will improve as she gets over 1400 in time, and she's drawn a nice barrier to get a good run, and she'll be hitting the line strong again late.
And you won on the Summit, which is your ride in race eight the other day. The charge through, that was a good win.
Yeah, she's a filly that can get on the bit a little bit, so you just got to get her to switch off. But she's drawn a good barrier, so hopefully we can get a little bit of cover early, and she can prove she can stay the distance without an issue there. And I just need a little bit of pressure in the race where they go along at a nice tempo where she can switch off and hit the line late. But she's starting to find some form, and you know, this, it's nice that there's still a little bit of sting out of the ground. It definitely suits her, and I think she will be better. You know, albeit she won on the heavy track last start, I don't think she overly loved it either. So on the better ground today, but with it still with a bit of a sting in the ground, it's going to suit her perfectly.
What's the pick of yours today? You got a few nice rides, eh?
Yeah, I think Miss Sure Shock, she's a nice filly going forward. I think this is a step back in grade, and she'll make her presence felt. But I like Mustafa in the first as well. I think he's had a bit of a let up now and a bit of a freshen up, and straight up to the mile. It looks like the race is going to map out perfect for him.
All right, and just finally, is Greg Hickman giving you positive reports about Pirata?
Oh, he doesn't talk to me much about it. He he seems to call me every second day, but it's the only horse he don't want to talk about. He doesn't want to let me ride a track work, so he keeps all of his cards in his pocket. But I look forward to trialling him early August, I believe. So
yeah, terrific.
He looks well.
Good on you, Tom. Good luck today. Good luck Sunday in Singapore too.
Thank you very much. Take care.